Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
you cannot say, written by none other than Jay Hatter, my big brother, and the singer and music writer for that little composition, Shout Even Shy. She did a great job with his song, and everybody loves Hatter's song. This is Deborah Lee. I am part of A Team of Voices Radio, and we hang out at allpoetry.com. You can join for free, and if you do, look for the tab for groups and knock, and you can come hang out with us. If you are not a member, it's free to join. We have a show every night of the week with a different host or hostess and some really amazing props, and we have fun and bond and became a really big family here. Before we get into the stuff of the show, I'd also like to give a big, giant shout of congratulations for Kay, as she was voted for MVP of allpoetry.com. I don't know too many people that comment more than she does, so congratulations, Kay. Woo-hoo! And on that note, I'd also like to let you know that my big brother, Jay Hatter, the aforementioned songwriter, is here with me. Hey, Hatter. platter. It's called drops. Well, okay, we got a whole line of people here while he dials back, starting with my sweet. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Glad you're here. And there's Hatter. I knew you would dial right back. Hello, Hatter.
Hey, it's going to be one of those nights.
I know, right? See what happens. And speaking of that MVP, let's say hello to the dynamic duo, Stephen and Kay. Welcome to the show. Kay, congratulations.
Hello.
Glad you guys are here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
MVP.
And right were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
I just said MVP.
And right behind the dynamic duo, we have Mr. Wayne Gent. Welcome to the show, Wayne. Glad to see you.
Hello, guys. Congratulations, Kay.
And we have right behind Wayne, Sky.
Sky.
Welcome to the show, Sky. And I do believe that the other caller is Lil Gary. Gary, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm no Sky, but I'm definitely here, man. Man, Stephen, you lucky dog, man. Got a woman for a poet and beautiful and MVP. Shut your mouth, Stephen 76. Y'all go, man. That's awesome. I'm glad to be here. How are y'all?
Okay.
Now, that was a good one because, I mean, I'm sure everybody could come up with a reason why Stephen's lucky, but now he can add the poetry site MVP to that resume. That's a clever idea.
Absolutely.
There.
He can be like, yeah, that's my old lady. You know, that's my girl. She loves me or whatever. I loved him ever since he was 76. I don't know if that's when he was born, but I'm little Gary 76 because that's when I was born. So either way, that's a good connection. But, yeah, that's awesome, man.
Awesome. Yeah. I think we have sufficiently embarrassed her now, but we're just happy for her. and I don't know if everybody knew, but the winner gets 3 months of gold membership, so that's pretty awesome. I didn't know that. I thought that was great, you know. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's like $100-something. That's better than you can do in my world. Dang, you lucky god dog. I didn't know you was that lucky, boy. That's awesome.
Well, I really, really, truly don't know anybody that comments more than she does, so just saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyhow, okay,
I talk to Kevin
got
once a month when he tells me, thank you for your membership payment. It went through.
I can hear that. But, no, I think it was really awesome for him to give out the membership, and I'm happy for Kay that she won. Now, what I was just about to say is my board is, like, jam-packed. So I think it's going to be a minor commenting night and a major night filled with poetry. So I'm probably just going to comment myself and grab one more and go to the next just to fit them into the show. And in the meantime, on another note, that the last thing I put on the board before the show started was Hatter's song. Because I was amazed just the other day, like yesterday or the day before, Frank heard it for the first time and found out that Hatter was the writer. And I was like, what? I thought everybody knew. So I think I'm just going to show off on his behalf. And there it is on the board. You can look at it later. But it is an amazing song. Now, in the meantime, I do know that Kay and Stephen have a show happening over at the mortuary, so I'm going to get their poems so they can read for us, and then they can tell us about the show. So I would like Mr. Dynamic Duo to hand his wife the mic, Miss MVP. Mr. Is that my, like, if she's the MVP, does that make you, like, the first man? Like, you know, first lady, first man? But anyway, I would like that MVP to kick off the show with her poem. So if you would do that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I picked this picture because there's a lot of red there, and that's my favorite color. So I call it more warmth of bloom and magenta. Burlapped in gingham ribbons to redwood scarlet fields, splotched of faux ruby, branch of veinery, shy of winter. Backwash is a stain of antiquity grained, marbled in simplicity. Through the redness of a blushed moment, a lone sparrow sings joyfully, the spiraling and trellising greenery offering graceful buds of mulberry, bleeding innocently through burgundy rays, field of a promise of earth-laden days to touch land, the breeze rumpling hairs of Coleman secrets to tickle the senses, loose threads that motif opalesque pocken through linen kisses the day, romance in my happiness of color as aggregate fruit figs the air, shades of fuchsia garnets of sapphire pearls of mauve awakenings.
Wow. Bleeding innocent. Bleeding innocently through burgundy rays. There's some phrasing. A lone sparrow sings joyfully, the spiraling, trellising greenery offering graceful buds of mulberries. I love the imagery in that stanza. And I'm trying to find mulberry simplicity. I think that mulberry and, marbled in simplicity. I can't even talk. I'm sorry. I absolutely love that phrase. It totally describes the whole picture on its own. Faux rubies to branch, the veiny shy of winter. And this is a stunning picture. I wasn't the least bit surprised that you took it, Kay. I try to put stuff in that I know will appeal, and with you I can go with like the black or the red or a combination of the both, and it usually attracts your muse, and you did a beautiful job with this right from the very first line, burlap in gingham ribbons. I don't know, burlap in gingham ribbons, the imagery is incredible. Yours always is, though, really. And, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to comment, and then I'm going to get the next reader to comment. So one more time, and then I promise to leave you alone for a little bit. Congratulations on winning MVP, Kay. I'm really happy for you. Steven, will you please comment for your lovely bride while I go find your poem?
Sure. Yeah, I like this one a lot. as always, you're able to bring in beautiful metaphors with your words, and you did that in this piece as well. And I think you also told, like, small stories along the way, like little short stories. Each stanza could be its own piece. And I think the main message that I got from this was the fact that there's beauty in everything. You just have to look.
Yes.
It's an excellent write.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And yours is on the board, so if you would read for us, that would be great.
All right. Yeah, I really like that picture that I chose, too. And I don't think I went a surprising direction with it. I call this Fire in the Sky is Fear Itself. A loss of memory, forgetting how to swim in the deep end with no way out. Mist in sky ignites, cobalt atmosphere turns to flame, ivory clouds to charcoal, raining lava, kicking hot ash into eyes, wetted braille, grates back like cheddar, whispered idioms all revealed. Amber mountains collide, crushing paths. Nothing grows where crimson faces have turned to salt and poison the earth. Freckles shrink sockets to blindness. Fragmented bone icicles grow up from the ground like frozen stalagmites that slice through calf muscle. Red blood vessels sharpen over whites. Noseless grin peering through porch window, suits walking sideways, bent back 90 degrees at the waist, aqua explosives that test pain. Face of avoidance quickly snatches a glance, totem pole turns its splintered back. Stooge sits upright on the air mattress, filled with mustard gas. The air tickle in the back of the throat, coughs and screams for water, digs in like a Lyme disease deer tick, and is never sated. End poem.
Well, Stephen, for one, what an ending. never seen it. It's like a really sad ending to the poem. And I'm trying to find, you know how you just got to go to the line, you just got pulled to it, and then you can't find it. Raining Lava is a great one, but that wasn't. Whispered Idioms All Revealed, Amber Mountains Collide, Crushing Past, Nothing Grows Where Crimson Faces Have Turned to Salt and Poisoned the Earth. This is like, wow. I think when you started, you said something about going where we would expect it, but I don't think that you ever do what is expected. There's always a twist or a oh wow that comes with it. Face of Avalanche quickly snatches a glance. Totem pole turns its splintered back. That's a good one. It's splintered back. How, aside from an avalanche of color, you would have even had that hit the totem pole. I mean, really, really awesome. Stooge sits upright on the air mattress filled with mustard gas. My goodness. But really, it digs in like a Lyme disease deer tick and is never sated. And the image of that is just, you know, it swells up and then it drinks some more and it swells up and it's just like it, but like you said, never sated. So I say, wow, the images are incredible, but you always bring unexpected and awesome, and I appreciate it. And before you push your show, I would like to see if I can get a comment from Miss Sky before she reads hers, and then I'll have you push your show before she reads.
She said she wasn't on.
Yeah, I think she's just listening. I think she's at work and can't talk.
Okay. I did not see. No problem. I will leave that go for a moment, and let me go back to the studio and see who. Wayne. Wayne, will you please comment for Stephen while I go get one of your links?
Yes, that's a wonderful, very, very descriptive poem. Yeah, there's exciting all the way through. It good phrases. One was, I got a bunch of girls here screaming downstairs, so it's kind of like I'm in a ballpark listening to you read. You did a great job reading. It's a good poem, I like it a whole lot. I'm going to go down and kill me a couple girls here in a minute.
Thanks, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And, wow. Stephen, will you tell us what's happening tonight at the mortuary before Wayne reads, please?
Sure. 11:30 p.m. Eastern over at A Great Place of Life is the mortuary of shadows tonight. And the prompt is the book, a short story called The Most Dangerous Game, which was also done as a movie in the 1930s. We have quotes from the book, quotes from the movie to read to. You can take the quotes any direction you want. Basically, it was about a rich guy who was tired of hunting animals, so he started hunting people. You know, you get bored hunting animals, so I guess people is the next way to go.
Yeah. Such a wonderful guy he is. My, oh my. Okay, so it turns out that Wayne wrote from my prompt, and then he forgot, so he wrote again. So what I thought I would do right here is I'll have Wayne read one, and then I'll do Sky SoundCloud, and then Wayne can read his other one. That way there's a little bit of separation between them, because I'm anxious to see, and I do believe that the man said both of them got a 10 as well, so congrats on that, Wayne. And I put one on the board, so if you would please read it, that would be fantastic.
This is called a Universal Nebula, and it goes like this. Heavenly, ebony background commands name tag nebulas to dance. Shiny silver stars, probably like cellular colors to radiate stance. Crest, crimson clouds, glide, plotting copper comet's course. Myriad magnesium milk, noted minerals, milking muscle force. Guarded galactical emeralds, excrements, engulf eggshell entirely. Elbow evergreen, emissions, ignite granite grown grasses hourly. Murky mushroom cloud, create blueberry bunches of confetti. Flaming Flamingo Frontiers, Pine Future Foam, Formations Ready. Difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. Difference between spectra and extra spectra is that little extra electric spectra. Kaleidoscope of assassinating artifacts, command poisonous dwelling, forging armor ignition, while wielding blinking burst, cut thorax yelling. Ian?
Awesome. No, heavenly ebony background commands name tag nebulas to dance. There's a mouthful just right there. But I love the direction that you took, crest crimson cloud collide, plotting copper comet's course. I'm loving the alliteration through this. Guarded galactical emerald excrements engulfed eggshell. And it's like, whoa, you got to pay attention when you're reading that one. And you just blew it out like it was, you know, easy breezy. Difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. It is that little extra. You're that little extra, Wayne.
Little extra. Thank you.
Just saying. And since Sky's going to be next and she is not here to comment, Hatter, would you comment on Wayne's poem in place of Sky, please?
Sure. I like the way he followed the letter. He started with the C, the C's. Let me scroll back here. You know, the colored, the crest, crimson colored Clyde, copper comet's course, and the M's, mirrored magnesium melt minerals, the E's, the N's. Was there a reason you did that, or was it just turned out that way? One of those things that just...
It was just, I want to do alliteration. I just picked out the words and started in on it.
Yeah.
It was like, is it right? It was to read.
It's like a tongue twister.
It is.
For sure.
And it hit the front page, too, so that's part of that.
Well,
oh, awesome. Awesome. Congratulations. That's fantastic. I love when that happens. All right, I put guys on the board, and let me go back to the studio and tell me when you guys see it, and I will push play for Sky.
It's there.
All right, here we go.
A skyfall looking glass made of high hearts by Sky Darkle. When rosewood wintergreens and maple daffodils bloom, I am reminded of orange fields and burgundy blue billows that reside inside myself. The skin surface of gold globes and ginger roots. A presentation of high harps, sugar salmon sunsets, a reflection painted over shadow, precise and calculated. The earth turning and turning. There's no controlling that. But those colors, those tinted pearls and skyfall mist, a billion memories, moments that have defined and still yet defining, those can be tethered, can be manipulated on canvas, so pictures are more palatable. A swab of swallowed sweet to gulp down the bitter. And that thin reflection, it stays just below the water, seemingly deep. Shades and alcoves, a still life mirror. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. The truth is, there are days that canvas has to be completely redone, washed away in the night. All those beautiful colors run gray and bleak. Who would want to see such an exhibition, something chaotic and unsure, flailing in the undercurrents of darker sills, moments given over in brief storms, below that thin layer of calm, that reflection of painted sky, controlled, calculated, but at times, so very alone. End poem.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, for starters, I do feel a little bit sad, especially from the tone of Sky's voice while she was reading. Presentations of high harps sugar salmon sunsets, a reflection painted over shadow, precise and calculated. Just the word calculated is like, it's one of those trigger words where you know, okay, if somebody took the time and they're calculated, it's not usually, it can be, but it's not usually a good thing. The earth turning and turning, there's no controlling that, but those colors, those tinted pearls in skyfall mist, a million memories, moments that have defined and still yet defining. There's like sort of a declaration in this, sort of a, here I am, I've dealt with what's happened already, I'm ready to get past all the smoke and mirrors into what's coming next, when all the beautiful colors are there, and then falling in the undercurrents of darker silt, moments given over in freeze storms, so it's like those moments that you can't help yourself, and you get swept up in the emotion, and then we're back to that controlled, calculated, which there, that calculated control sort of feels like waiting to exhale, but at times so very alone. I think that this is a powerfully emotional piece, but packed with so many awesome images that it drives those emotions. So, as usual, very impressive. And I'm going to see if Kay will comment on this one, since Wayne's going to be the reader and he just commented, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you, Sky.
Well, yeah. I did read this earlier. I won't reference all the lines because there definitely is a lot of lines that do stand out in view. I like certain aspects like million memories, moments that I've defined and still yet defining, but then also speaking about swallowed sweet to gulp down the bitter, but then also speaking about the colors and how they can run gray and bleak, and then talking in to the quotes to offer a view of life itself, because as I said, all the lines that I did reference to are all the way down to the end. There is a great portrait of truth that breathes life to the quote and to life itself, as to embrace in a new day, letting go, starting over, just living. Shedding fear is the hardest thing to do in life, as it will hold one back, especially if you lean into the colors that take a moment and make it unfavorable in view. It's definitely a great infusion of thought to all the prompts that she brought forward.
Beautiful comment. Thank you so much. Okay, and Wayne, the other poem that inspired you that also got a 10 is on the board, if you wouldn't mind reading. And
okay.
Thank you, Stephen and Kay. I'll see you at the mortuary a little later. Have a great show. Thanks for coming. And
Sky has a voice that just hurts me inside sometimes when she gets so sad that I can't catch my breath. She's got such a lovely voice, and that's a great poem. And this one is called The Beauty Hides. I don't see it on the board yet, but I'm sure it's there. Probably need to refresh. Is it up on the board? Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and... I think it's a purple. Anyway, it's called The Beauty Hides, and it goes like this. Aquamarine waters hide the beauty of the sea. Everything has beauty, but not everyone can see. Tales of the shells, rings like the cadmium bells, with a kaleidoscope of enchantment under seaman sails. Teriyaki starfish dances with scarlet striped turkey wing, as the saffron lion's paw waves while the silver jingle sing, and the metal horse conch carry the Ruby King's crown, making seashell shadows turn seaweed salmon sand brown. Saw a lily dotted with Juna wearing a turquoise scotch bonnet, a gray gaudy nodded with a caramel lettered olive reciting a sonnet. Then the blueberry wave made the marshmallow foam appear. Lavender light caused the flamingo beauty to disappear. In.
Oh, I like where you took this one. actually made me want a snack after all those delicious, yummy-sounding colors that you have streaming through here. Right from the first line, aquamarine waters hide the beauty of the sea. Everything has beauty, but not everyone can see. How absolutely true is that, those two opening lines? It speaks to the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, for sure. Terracotta starfish dance with scarlet-striped turkey wing. I think that you might have been a little bit hungry when you were writing this poem. If you weren't, you might have been by the time you were done. Saw a lily-dotted Genonia wearing a turquoise scotch bonnet, a gray, gaudy Nautica with a caramel lettered olive recited a sonnet. I'm like, I got a giggle out of that part.
They're all seashells. This name is seashells. I think they're all seashells.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had names like it.
Well, you know what's funny? When you really go look at animals and specific plants and different shells and whatnot, they have all these scientific names, and it's like we're ever going to remember all of them. I like, you know, I like your Genonia better. Knotted Genonia. It's a cool word. But I think that you made this picture fun and tasty, and congrats on getting a 10 on this one too.
Thank you very much.
Let me get you a comment from Gary.
I'm so glad you asked me that. As a non-professional in Yaga Gabanga and professional names of stuff, I am the one to make a comment here. That was totally over my head. Wayne is way smarter than me. He is the man. I see why he's a 10. I bet everybody's like, well, Wayne's a 10. I see why with his writing, you know, he does so good with the rhyme, and his other poem that he read was so of that, what I call professional poetry is the descriptive type stuff, you know, and we see why he's beating boys off of his fence, you know, because he is awesome, and I'm one of his biggest fans, and I'm glad to be here where he was able to read too, man. I wish it was a menage a trois of his poetry tonight. Because I would be, you know, in the corner watching, because I love what he does, and he's awesome. And I thought this was awesome as well.
What a comment. Great job, Gary.
I was just going to say, what an amazing comment. And
hey, thank you. I'm trying to be MVP of host radio show comments. I'm not going to get the, all poetry one, but I'd like to be the radio one. They're like, well, this guy, man, he pats you on the butt like you're in a football game, and that's what I want to be. I thought it was awesome. Wayne, you, good play, man. Get back in there.
Pickle bass.
Oh, my goodness.
Good job,
okay, well, here's the thing. It might not be a menage a trois of poems, but how about if presentation number 3 is just me telling him, congratulations, I hear you got a spiffy new job, and I'm really happy for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got lucky on it. They called me up, and that's why I took the job. It's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. The government called me up.
Absolutely, and I'm the happy guy in the corner with a weird smile.
I got my Uzi. They already gave me my Uzi. So watch out.
No. Uh-oh. Watch that smile. Oh, boy. He's got an Uzi. We're in trouble.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking about that.
I know. But you got an Uzi and your finger on the button. We are in big trouble.
That's right.
Wayne's looking forward to pushing
going.
Buttons, everyone.
Guess that'll be fun. If I get shot.
Absolutely. Wayne, you stay around till my turn, Bubba.
You got it, man. I'm with you.
Awesome. Well, if you turn your attention to the chat wall and click on Angel's poem, I will read her. See it? Anybody see it?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. So. This is called Together by Heavenly Angel, and right off the bat, I got these two shiny, glowing, blinding gold medals on the side there, so congrats on that. Anyway, Together by Heavenly Angel. A brush of winds softly lifts strands of my hair as you hold me in a trance, gazing into the sapphire blue of your eyes. Wind-tossed petals of apple, cinnamon, and garnet blooms swirl through the oncoming of pomegranate and peach-tinted sunset. Each bloom representing my love for you, kissed by the sweet aroma of mango and papaya. I cannot conceive of a universe without you in it. The sweetest, searing fire sets my soul aflame, paints prismatic choruses of love songs bathed in watercolors deep within being. Our union in eyes of the universe is sacred, more precious than gold, together as one. We paint each other beautiful. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is the little extra we both offer to one another. You are myself, awakened core. Forever you are my companion, floating with me forward through tangerine skies to an unseen horizon. Bathing in the light of dusty apricot and ginger sunset, bonded whispers twine among the peaks of eternity. Hunting the dawn of a brand new day, together filled with hope. Let me always be where you are. End poem. Oh my goodness, that's so beautiful. You know, I'm the broken record time. She writes such romantic poetry. And we were just talking about her the other day, as a matter of fact. One of her darker poems were read, and people were like, wow, she writes, I mean, I didn't know. And I was like, yeah, I was floored the first time, because I'm used to this tender beauty, this romance, this love that oozes off her pages. So, yeah, she can paint a beautiful picture and make you feel the tenderness oozing off the page. But watch out, because dear heavenly angel can also bury you in shadows, just saying. But this was beautiful. I was really honored to read it. Like I said, it's got a couple gold medals. It's on a couple lists. It is an extremely gorgeous declaration of love from start to finish. Loved it. Hatter, will you comment for Angel?
Yeah, you're right. This is very romantic. It's, you know, it's great to know those feelings are still out there. I'm wondering what Adele song she's got there. I can't read it. Yeah, almost song lyrical. You are my self-awakening core. You know, I remember those type of feelings. You brought back a warm fuzzy. This is a very, very romantic, deserving of gold.
Awesome comment. And I think I'm going to put a recording on for the next poem, because I have a few of those as well. Let me get that link, and we will listen to, you know, I'm going to grab Gerald, because he was really excited about this one, and I'm anxious to see what he did with these little peanut M&Ms. So you're welcome, Angel. I am putting his on the board right now, and you guys click on it, and I will go push the button in the studio, and let's see. He said that peanut M&Ms are his favorite, and then I noticed that his title is Disappointment, so I'm quite anxious to see what he does. But before I push play, let's say hello to Frank. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hello. Hello, everyone. It's good to be on.
You are just in time for me to put on Gerald's Peanut M&M poem. So if you click on the link, I'm going to push play.
Yes, I have it.
You're great.
Disappointment, written in red by Gerald Green. They stand on the chocolate stage, four wannabe musicians, waving at an audience that is happy the music has stopped. while Red boasts of accomplishments, I've always suspected him to be a cigar smoker when the door is closed and the blinds drawn. His smile gives him away, because it's not really a smile, but a stretch of lips, as if he just ate a prune and is waiting for something to happen. He stands at the back with one hand raised, while the other reaches into a pocket to touch his lucky charm, a miniature glass of beer on an old keychain. I look at Green with feelings of sympathy, knowing how she tries to be heard with tiny silver bells, who has a complex of inferiority because she isn't a peanut, and who has little resistance, hence her sexy reputation. Her almond-shaped eyes reveal a curiosity that makes her popular with men who prefer denim. As greasy fingers search for her in small brown wrappers and place her into girlfriend's waiting hands. She has no musical talent, other than shaking her body and making men feel her rhythm, which drives me crazy when watching late-night TV. Blue is the only gifted one, who invites a slow chew with his gold saxophone, more of a munch to penetrate succulence and reach the nut with anticipation. His jazz smooths the moment, making it special, like a sensual walk in gentle rain with assurance of a reward at the end. He removes his hat, respecting my respect, showing his superior manners and humility, even though he was forced to join the group. He gives his all with Southern Blues. The member of the group who garners the most attention is Yellow, the most outspoken and lead performer. She thinks the rapper honors her because it's the same color, and because she has a nut, she flaunts her body before strangers. When I hold her, I feel initial resistance, but know she always succumbs to my desires, as nothing melts in my hand while my heart craves what she is willing to give. Her laugh is genuine, her shape attractive, and she sings like an angel from paradise, especially when the chocolate curtain is fully drawn, revealing what everyone wants to see. And so these four unique performers stand for just a moment at the end of their show for the audience to relish their gravitas and build desire for an encore that didn't come. End poem.
Well, my, oh my, do you get the feeling that seeing some Eminem tortures this man beyond sense, that he gets so teased and so ready for this chocolate that he's taken on a journey of seduction as this chocolate dances in his taste buds? And some of the stuff, I'm like, he removes his hat, respecting my respect, showing his superior manner and humility, even though he was forced to join the group. He gives his all with Southern Blues. The details, like this jazz club, and I can just hear the music playing, and fingers are clicking, and he's drooling, and he wants this chocolate off the stage. I look at Green with feelings of sympathy, knowing how she tries to be heard with tiny silver bells, who has a complex of inferiority because she isn't a peanut. I'm like, wait, I like the plain M&Ms too. But that's chocolate. I mean, I really don't think that Gerald has any clue what a genius we think he is. I never know what to expect when he sends us poems, but no matter what he sends, no matter what we're writing about, they come out fantastic, and in a totally different avenue than I would have ever dreamed of, but he does it really well, and always with the recording. I mean, it's absolutely a gift that he stumbled across us and that he likes participating. Wowza, wowza. So let me see. How about Frank? Will you comment for Gerald?
Oh, I think I have the same outlook as you here. I mean, I've always been admirers of NMMs, in particular the Peanuts there. What I enjoyed about this poem here is the way he embodied every one of these NMMs, and the way he gave them a character, actually, and the way he brought them in the character with the metaphors, you know, he made them very much, very vivid. And I did enjoy just the whole poem's aspect on the NMMs, how they can, and how they the representation as well, and their attributes there. And there's so much in this poem that really I found refreshing. Very creative. I do agree. He's a very creative writer. And I'm always, I always admire his writing because he always writes to anything. And that's very appreciative. And I really did like the wholesome nature of this piece here. A bit of wit, of course, but as naturally is with him. But I love the way he encompassed, the way he just gave the attributes there to the NMMs. Took it on another level, because I usually just look at them as an appetite or an appetizer.
Awesome comment. Yeah, right now I think he's got the entire studio and everyone in the chat room wanting some M&Ms right about now. We're all sitting there thinking, I need M&Ms, and it's all Gerald's fault. But on a serious note, that was excellent. I very much appreciate it. And we are doing, I know you just got here, Frank, we're doing limited commenting tonight because I had like 20 poems, so I'm trying to fit them all in.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to have Sweet read for us next so that she can get back to Amadeus and the other fur babies. So, Sweet, if you would read for us, that would be awesome. Oh, it dropped her call. Okay, so let me see, because I know she's... hopefully she dials back. So, for the moment, there was supposed to be a soapbox show tomorrow night, but I don't see any details, and as far as I can tell, we're just going to have the night off. And I want to say, just in case she's listening, Lady A, we miss you. Can you get a hold of me? Because, like, I left a message with some guy. I don't know if you got it. So give me a call when you get a chance. I just want to know you're okay. And on Wednesday night, at 9 o'clock, we'll be doing open poetry with Wolf Spirit. He does a show once a month, so that'll be Wednesday night. Hope to see you there. And in the meantime, the one and only, my beautiful Sweet, is going to read for us now.
Yeah, hopefully I can get through that. All right. Pleasure in small jazz. I love this picture. Scarlet Beaver.
I can't wait to see what you did with it. It's a crazy picture.
I know. Pleasure in small jazz. Scarlet Beaver and Ashton boils under pale moon skin. The eyes bleed to wash away a dark red stain. Trick light shines and illuminates grapes on the age. Virginal to mortals, deflowered by devils, and enigma to gods. Childlike hands crushed into the claw. Pierce the grins and the blink of laughter, the gapes and the palm. She creeps in the shadows of perfect moments, seeking orgasmic pleasures in small jabs, striking the nerves of pain and intolerance. She steals the green from a lucky shamrock, the tinge of pain like silver oil on a pubic. Blood drips from heel from rusty nail shunting. A destroyer of perfect tangerine skies as gentle periwinkle waves wash feet. Seaweed slithers around legs and pulls you into the deep. Broken, washed out white picket fences grave markers, the old gardens and scents of vanilla and magnolia, now withered from titanium rains that fall and rot in the fairy clouds. She's a firecracker who likes to watch you burn, but her pleasure comes in small jazz. Burn, 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 dear rains and home.
Wow. Man, oh man. I don't even know. She creeps in the shadows of perfect moments, seeking orgasmic pleasures in small jabs, striking the nerves of pain and intolerance. Pain and intolerance, man. That's like really gripping, hard-hitting. A destroyer of perfect tangerine skies as gentle periwinkles wash feet. Seaweed slithers around legs and pulls you into the deep. I mean, that's nightmare worthy. The seaweed's pulling you down, broken, washed out, white picket fence, grave markers. Man, this is so hard-hitting, sweet. She's a firecracker who likes to watch you burn. But her pleasure comes in small jabs. Boom, boom, boom. Fear wins. This is hard-hitting Queen of Darkness poetry, if I've ever seen it.
I didn't put any author's notes, but I did write to the quote, too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears.
Well, you definitely nailed the quote. Your phrasing, your metaphors, again, broken, washed out, white picket fence, grave markers. It's like the, you know, all the broken fairy tales, all the total lies that just now they're picket fence, grave markers. For old gardens and scents of vanilla and magnolias now withered from titanium rains that fall from rotten blueberry clouds. It's like you really, really took every aspect that you could pull from this picture and drove it home. And I think that you do a really great job with fine stanzas as well. You seem to really like them. And this is an absolutely brilliant piece. And since Gary's going to read next, I'm going to ask him to comment for you as well, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was everything that you would want in poetry. You know, it's descriptive and message, and it takes you to a place. And it was a beautiful read and a beautiful poem. Man, I wish you would have, like, e-messaged me to the side and said, hey, you're going behind this cool one here, man. That way I could have, like, went to the bathroom or something before my time. You scare me, but I'm going to stand strong. And it was beautiful and wonderful, and I hope I can keep this wonderful momentum going when it's my turn after you. I'm so sorry I had to go after the great performance, but it was great. Thank you for screwing me up, but I love you still. So
you're
wonderful.
Very welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gary. You make me laugh all the time.
That's an amazing comment. And before you read, I wanted to see if Sweet knows what's up on Thursday and would like to push it for us.
Yes, actually, Thursday night is a little bit of Pink. We're going to be celebrating the lyrics of the songwriter Pink. I'll put some samples up there, but if you have a particularly personal favorite from the singer-songwriter Pink, I would welcome her. She's my favorite. I thought you were so great. We're all in the kitchen shop.
Okay. Sounds awesome. I actually just watched her documentary where she's traveling around and she has her family with her, and I actually think she's an amazing person as well and an awesome singer, and I'm looking forward to your show.
Thank you.
Amazing piece, and I am
going to have Wayne read for, I'm going to have little Gary read for us now. See if we can't determine to fit all these poems in.
You're the best, and everybody here, we know that you're going to be able to do it with no problem. No sweat. You're the one. You're MVP in our book. And not mostly because it's my turn. I want everybody to know it's not because it's my turn, y'all. Damn it. Don't look at me funny.
Oh, we're not there, Gary.
Thank you, because you're on the radio. You cannot look at me. I'm just seeing how smart y'all was.
We can imagine it is.
Bless you. My girlfriend just sneezed. I don't know if I took it off of that or not. Hey, stop
bless
it. You're going to say we got COVID in Texas. Hey, we're clear. We're good. Our temperature is great. 97.2.
Oh, gosh, it's too hot for me. So go ahead and read for us, Gary, please.
Oh, thank you so much. And I've paid her nothing for this, y'all. This is straight open poetry here. This is called Mine. I wrote it today. Man, I was mad at work because they suck at work, and I've been there 26 years. You think if there was any sucking going on, I would be on the upper hand of it, but I'm not. I'm under the table. So anyway, here it goes. It's called Mine by Little Gary. My story is one of a kind, and to make it end happily, I stay on a real horse. House is kind of them grind. If you don't believe me, pay it no mind. Hell, until my last breath, I'll never stop trying. I could win any rhyme competition because I'm one hell of a word freaking technician. Shoot, every time I write something, somebody's bitching. But you better know that it's cool with me just as long as they stay out of my rotten kitchen. My words fall down on paper like rain and it's pouring. Even if you don't like what I write, I bet I ain't boring. But if it is, I don't care because I'm so high that I'm soaring. And when I come down, man, I'm sorry because I'll still be ignoring. I got it and I float. Hell, I don't understand Poe's writing and still be known as the GOAT. Chilling in East Texas in my imitation mink coat while I'm having more adventures with love and drama than the freaking Love Boat. I wish I was like other poets and used descriptive words on paper like magic. Damn, that would be so freaking smart and fantastic. Maybe then one of my goals would get so close I could grab it. So I can take my family out to a place where we could champagne, lobster, and crab it. All from a guy with a past so bad that he had to cut it up and put it in a hole and cover it with lime. A man that grew every day, so every damn day was his prime. Nobody knows how it will end, so I ain't got the time. So you better know that I'm living every damn day to the fullest in a life story that could only be mine in poem.
Well, I must say I definitely agree with that. Could only be mine. Really awesome. Hell, until my last breath, I'll never stop trying. I believe you, and you shouldn't. I could win any rhyme competition because I'm one hell of a word technician. Every time I write something, somebody's bitching. It does seem that way sometimes. It's either they something to complain about or they've decided that you're writing about them. Like, sometimes you forget that there are certain people that the world revolves around and that you should maybe apologize to them for writing your poems before you do, and that's kind of the feeling I got there. But you better know that it's cool with me just as long as they stay out of my writing kitchen. I wish I was like the other poets and used descriptive words on paper. Gary, I've told you this before. You write different magic than others, but magic nonetheless. My goodness, if we all wrote descriptive words on paper the same, it'd be kind of boring. Poetry just wouldn't be the same anymore. So don't change. Geez. Because of that closing line, could only be mine. That's true. You have your own signature style. Obviously, people like it. You read on radio. You do stand-up. You do open mic. I mean, give yourself a little bit of credit there. You're a great poet, and we enjoy listening to you. And I bet, oh, wait a minute, I was going to get Sweet to tell you so, but, oh, she dropped. I think it keeps dropping her. I think she was trying to comment for you. Man, oh, man. Okay. Frank, will you comment for Gary, please?
Well, by all means. I've said it before to you, Gary. You have a unique persona. You have a unique charm as well. I do agree with what Deb said. You can't really satisfy the world, but the world can be your oyster. You can make out of it what you want. You cannot get carried away with what others say or don't say. Define your life. Make your life be as you want it. And don't let it be what others tell you it needs to be. Because if you do that, you're only going to get lost in time. Believe me, I know from experience. The poem really was a very powerful piece. It really speaks. The thing I really enjoy about you, my friend, is that you always come up. I mean, you have a wonderful gift of rhyming, of course, but you always bring your heart, your sincerity. And that's something that's very admirable. And in this poem here, I could feel the frustration in this poem. I could feel that throughout the poem. But I also can feel your creativity. And that's the one thing, my friend, perhaps you don't realize. You have more. You have an abundance of creativity. Use it wisely, and you'll get as far as you want. You might not see the roses at the end of the day as what you want, but at least you'll see enough of them to keep on dreaming.
Absolutely, man. Great comment. At work, they suck, man. And I've been there 26 years, and they just suck, and I can't wait 5 more years to retire. And I hate wasting my whole life at a place. But anyway, this is something I was working on, and I finished it thinking about work today. And thank you for your comment, and I appreciate it so much. They're dumb at work. They don't know.
That's true, my friend. But you know, that's all that matters.
And
you know.
I don't know how much longer you're staying, Gary, but do you have a show you need to push?
Yes, ma'am. I'm off this month because my girlfriend and her children are moving in with me. We have fallen in love like all poetry writers would write, and we're bringing our families together. And so this month of July, I've asked to be off so we could get them here and go through this hard time of people, families coming together and everything. And so it'll be next month. But if you ever come across my name, Little Gary, and it's called Straight Out of Money, I would say call into it because I ain't got no money, so you never know what I'll be saying. And that's the most important thing in life and exciting is when you don't know what in the hell you're going to hear. And that's what I love about it. It's all real. It takes money, I say, to lie. And I ain't got no damn money, so I ain't got no reason to lie to nobody. And that's exciting. Real is good, and we don't have it in life. So, yeah, anytime y'all see Lil Gary Straight Out of Money, it's a real deal and call, and at least laugh. Listen to it and laugh. And thank you so much for letting me say that to y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. And break a leg to you and your blending family. I hope everything's sunshine and roses and tons of smiles and laughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
I'm going to buy plenty of alcohol while we're moving. So if they're not laughing, then I'm going to send them somewhere else, and I'll give you a name later so y'all can ward them.
Good luck there, my friend.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Cool. All right. Now, in the meantime, Hatter, you let Bella out of your pocket. That was really nice of you. Welcome to the show, Bella.
I'm up. Good evening.
I'm so glad that you're up. I'm so glad you're out of Hatter's Pocket for the night.
Yeah, Hatter allowed me to roam around in my tiny wings. Hi, Hatter. Hello.
Hey, Bella. Hi.
Hi.
Aww. Now, Bella needs to do a read and run, so I switched up a little bit, and I put her palm on the board. So, Bella, please.
This one, that's the reason why I would love to read this instead of doing the SoundCloud, because the words and the callers that you gave inspired me. So I took 24 callers from you and two quotes. One is from Mahatma Gandhi and the one is from Confucius. And I hope I did justice. So a dream to dream the dream I made better. If only I could gather all 224 callers listed on Deborah's page, I would. Take the amber and bubblegum hues, fly with periwinkle dream, then ajar my pastel dandelions inside a transparent terracotta mason jar. Make them cast glittered cobalt dust instead of ebony sand. So to give life to charcoal times as I trail slowly towards my ebbing breath. And what if I can really do all those? Would it help calm my raging sapphire water, make it brush on indigo's lips like saffron floating behind onyx clouds, pacifying the roaring thunder, make it not shed filmy salted snow, so to not leave scarlet stains from my cheeks down to my wounded core? To whom should I plead? All I ever wanted and wished for was a trance under champagne smiles, breathing unconditionally, bearing a titanium atman in my hands, while sipping a beauty of living like a perfect sangria, quenching my thirst for life. But I dare not question the shadow of Israel, nor hide from the lashes of fate. Although I still believe mine can be manipulated, I decided to leave it to the hands of thy grace. The breath is confined in the fissure jar. I still find content, patiently waiting, while chanting Hakuna Matata over the rainbow. What a beautiful world. My grace is my shepherd. He restores my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me, his rod and his staff, my comfort when I'm in need. Only he can judge me, and I will not fear. And
boom. Oh, wow, Bella. Where do I know where to start. I am so honored that my name is in one of your poems. I love that it starts, if I could gather all 224 colors listed on Deb's page, I would. So being in there is really awesome. And I think that you took these colors and you spun them in with your emotions and painted them amazing. I could see and hear and feel tons of emotion as you read. All I ever wanted and wished for was to trance under champagne smiles, breathing unconditionally. Wow. Bearing a titanium atman in my hands while sipping the beauty of living. Sipping the beauty of living like a perfect sangria, quenching my thirst for life. You are so one of a kind. My grace is my shepherd. He restoreth my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for he is with me, his rod and his staff, my comfort when in need. What an ending. Only he can judge me. And I will not fear. In my book, Bella, you don't have any reason to fear. You are a beautiful, loving, amazing, sweet, empathetic person that everybody loves. And I'm so happy that you called tonight. Even more happy that you were able to read for us. I think this poem and everything that you write is breathtaking. And
Thank you.
So thrilled that you called. I can't even express. Hatter.
This is for you, Debs. I named it Debs.
I know. I'm so honored. I'm so honored. I was so excited when I saw my name there. Truly. Hatter,
love
you, comment for Bella? Love you, Bella.
Yeah, you know, Bella, this is written in such feeling and deep understanding of the love of life. I'd hug you right now if I could.
I only have one life, Pata. Put me back in your pocket.
Okay.
And I think I should have Frank comment while I get his link, and then Frank can read for us. Bella, we had like 22 poems tonight, so we're just doing one or two comments. So I'm going to get Frank to comment for you as well.
All right, pal. I'll try to be brief here. I really did enjoy. I mean, this is first of all, it's a very colorful piece here. It's a very compelling poem. It evokes the self-awareness of life and the realization of one's strength and weakness. I really enjoy the philosophy espoused in this piece here, and of course the sincerity, the admission of what life means, and the appreciation of life. I know your situation as far as what's going on with you as far as health, enough to know that how important, how valuable every breath is for you, and I really enjoyed. Just the way you brought in your I mean, it's something not perhaps to me, but I notice that these colorful imagery there was something unique here in your poetry. But nevertheless, it still invokes power, really a powerful truth. And it's really an admirable one. You know, if I have to say one thing, I really do admire, you know, the way you express yourself throughout your poetry, the sincerity you reveal. Very admirable.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Debs, for this opportunity. This one is for you, love. Love and respect.
I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate the read and run. I hope you call again.
Thank you.
Soon.
I love you, Bella. I love you. Love you guys.
Take care.
Love and respect, doll.
Love and respect.
Frank, yours is on the board.
Now, do you want me to read it, or do you want the SoundCloud, or is it that you don't?
Oh, that's right. No, I do have it. I'm sorry. I forgot. More magic in audio. Here it comes.
I yearn to be always in magical metals of the sapphire hills, amidst the natural beauty there of the setting of the countryside, where I drench myself in the scent of the ivory magnolias, the amethyst lavenders, the blueberry hyacinths, the emerald clovers, and the lemon roses then. I wish I could travel upon the indigo and pearly clouds above, within the celestial hue of a myriad of rainbow colors, and let my wings feel the winds of the touch of serenity, sleeping in the gentle arms of the bosom of Mother Nature. I could bask in the amber sun and let its rays soothe my soul until it tickled enough my caramel skin to want to bathe in the rain. But let me dance before the orchestra of the angelic choir, singing wonderful harmonies from the blue topaz sky. Oh, I seem to dream a lot about the kaleidoscopic heaven upon earth, where I could be a child once more to enjoy a realm of my imagination and remember the jovial days of love and life with my Felicity. As I think about the moments I walk through the portal of time, everything has beauty that not everyone can see. What I witness with my eyes, a memorable place I call heaven. Oh, everything has beauty, but not everyone can see. What I witness with my eyes, a memorable place I call heaven. In the poem.
You know, Frank, this was sort of like listening to you doing your part on stage at like a play. And it was a musical. And there was a musicality in your voice when you read. And I was just like, wow. And then there was also the innocence of youth that was creeping out in some of your words. I seem to dream a lot about the kaleidoscope, heaven upon earth, where I could be a child once more to enjoy a realm of my imagination and remember the jovial days of love and life with my Felicity. As I think about the moments I walked through the portal of time. Wow, Frank. I can't even remember what photo you wrote to, and to be honest, I don't think I really care because you did. You just I feel like I was watching.
It's the one that has
on the stage, but in my.
I think it's the one that has. I'm trying to think of which one. Oh, I know the quote is the one that says everything has beauty, but not everyone can see. I believe it's one of the first pictures you have. It's a medal of array of colors.
Well, just the quote alone, I could absolutely feel you bringing that quote to life, and it seems to be a popular one. But it really hit everyone and pulled out some deep emotions, and I can't emphasize enough how this really, really felt like you were doing your part in a theatrical play. It was such a singing wonderful harmonies from the blue topaz sky. So it's like you had me feeling, you had me seeing. It was like if you were on stage doing a play, I would want to watch. The presentation for this was really, really incredible.
I appreciate that.
I really don't know what happened, but it just dropped everybody but you and I. I don't know if they're having a hard time getting back. Yeah, not even Hatter has dialed back yet, so I can't get you another comment right this moment.
No, it's okay. That's okay. I understand.
I will put...
You did enough in playing the sound club for me. That you did enough for that. I do appreciate that always.
You work hard on them, and it shows. Like I said, total package. The presentation was incredible.
Thank you very
now,
much.
If you would click on Phil the Poet, I have a recording from him as well, and he chose the suitcase full of yarn balls and had a little kitty inside. So I am going to push his recording so we can listen to that one.
And right. There's Phil. Here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Nala in a Box. Nala got excited and jumped into a box, popped up with a wig of multicolored locks, entwined in lime and turquoise threads of delight, hat in the corner, curled up like a ball so tight. Two eyes of aquamarine appear with curiosity. She draws back with a sudden blush of timidity. Through the smell of mahogany, she sniffs the hand. With a Cheshire grin upon her hand legs, she stands. Pleasurable pears, she covers the hand with cashmere, trapped scarlet ribbon in her claws with a playful stir. Ash and ebony tail slowly moves from side to side, getting ready to pounce, but runs off to hide. Comes back, stands still, and just flops to the floor. Was tempted by the swaying strings once more. Like airplane trails, they come in for the attack. Flashes of purple and tumbleweed never frightens this cat. Tiger bronze kickeroo, covered in emeralds, catnip, sending Nala on a cat-filled kaleidoscopic trip. Poor little Nala, finally tired and all out of whack. Fast asleep, dreaming cat dreams upon my lap. And poem.
Hello.
Wow. Phil's another poet who can turn around and write his poem and then sit down and make the recording and make me forget, like, what was it like when we used to have to read for him all the time? Look what we were missing between his accent, the way he pronounces words, the incredible work he does. Pleasurable purr, she covers the hand with cashmere, traps scarlet ribbon in her claws with a painful, playful stare. Ash and ebony tail slowly move from side to side, getting ready to pounce, but runs off to hide. And I could picture that little side-to-side wiggle that a cat does before it pounces. So the imagery here was really cute. Towards at the end of the last stanza, tiger bronze kickeroo covered in emerald catnip. Uh-oh, if he's covered in it, he's flying high, sending Nala on a cat-filled kaleidoscopic trip. That just struck me funny. A cat-filled kaleidoscopic trip. Poor kitty needs to stay in school, as Hatter would say. Very, very cool. And then the poor little kitty was just so out of whack, he curled up and took a sweet dream upon his lap. I thought this came out really endearing. I'm always impressed by your work, Phil, and I very much appreciate not only the poems, but the fact that you keep making the sound or the YouTube, or the YouTubes for me. Everyone to take the it's already enough of your time to sit down and write poems for us, but then to also make the recordings for us all the time. It's we say it, but I wonder if any of you realize how much we really, really do appreciate it. Excellent, Phil. What did you think, Frank?
Well, I have to agree. I think Phil is like as I said, what we said before about Gerald. He has, he seems to bring, regardless of whatever the prompt is, he always brings a poem. He always writes to the prompt, and it does express his creativity. What I enjoyed about this poem here was just the way he carried on the narrative of the Cheshire cat here. This was just a wonderful display of storytelling, and the metaphors are very exquisite here. I really did like the wit, of course. He does bring it as well in his pieces at times, his wit. And I really did enjoy the simplicity of what he's saying here. Just the whole notion of the tale of the Cheshire cat here. was one that really brought imagery to me back my childhood of remembering animations with cartoons, you know. So really, really was a very good share tonight. I really always appreciate your shares as well.
Awesome comment, Frank. Thank you so much. And Hatter did dial back in. Welcome back, Hatter.
Thank you.
Glad you called back. You're just in time to hear me read for Crystal Hope. So I'm putting hers on the board. And tell me when you see it, guys.
Well, I see it already. I have it.
Oh, right.
Is this the last Omnia?
This is called... I'm sorry?
I forgot what time you... I'm going to have to go after this one here.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being here. And I'm going to read Whispers I Love You by Crystal Hope. Here we go. Cranberry clouds glisten with teardrops of love that I wished for from the pastels above. Buttercups and lilacs dust the rusty cobblestone as your presence awakens me when I'm alone. A million miles away in your blueberry eyes, I miss so dearly with the turquoise skies. Ebony sands whisper, I love you for who you are, as evening sunsets twirl with spearmint stars. Scarlet lips kiss me like an echoing wind with peppermint goosebumps I can't comprehend. Your simple smiles tickle like evergreen trees that brush my cheek with a soft breeze. Yellow butterflies flutter on how I feel as shadows of light paint with a dark teal. Mauve water ripples with mulberry blue as your voice mirrors far away, I love you. End poem. Aww. This is so sweet and tender and romantic and that's all I could. At first, it was just like, oh, and I'm picturing. Well, you look at her profile pic, that big beautiful smile on her face. That's how I could picture her while I was reading for her. The visuals are gorgeous, but the sentiment is even more so. I think that these couplets, each one paints a picture on its own and pulls you all the way down, feeling everything she's feeling and seeing what she's seeing, and I think that she enchanted the photo. It was my honor to read for her. What do you think, Hatter?
Just like you said, very sweet and romantic. Crystal's one of the true poets of the group. The cadence always spot on, storyline's perfect, and leaves you that warm heart feeling.
Awesome comment. And Frank, did you have a show to push before you leave?
Yeah, well, I'll stay on for one more poem here. After this poem, I'll stay on for one more. From what I understand, we are, well, we're supposed to do one tomorrow. 8 o'clock Central would be 9 o'clock Eastern, of course. And we're still working on the details there because we started a new sponsorship there. So we're hoping that we don't have any problems or issues with Block Talk. So it's going to be one of those situations where we're going to see and try to do the show tomorrow. 7 o'clock, it would be 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and see if we don't have any issues or they're cleared up with Block Talk to be able to do the show. If it does go through, it would be an hour and a half from what I'm understanding now from what Tila had said to me. I'll have to confer this if not later on tonight in the morning, the early morning, and put some information on the board in the chat.
Okay, yeah, please do so that I know what's up.
It's open to
whenever you. Yeah, whenever you guys know when your show would be, you know, you should let us know in the room so that.
Oh, by all means.
We can, yeah. Now, since you said you could stay for one more poem, would you read it? It's Buddha's.
Yeah. But do you want me to comment on this piece here? Do we have time?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, please.
I'll be brief here. This is just a beautiful piece here. I mean, wow. I really enjoyed this piece here. It was like it was a poem that exuded with the fragrance and delights of romance. It was just beautiful. You know, the couplets were just lovely. The metaphors were just precious. This poem here was I was taken aback by Crystal's ability, and she doesn't. Lately she does write some romantic pieces, and I told, and she said she wasn't romantic. I believe once she said, but this was very much took me to a deeper level of understanding of what she's trying to say. It's a very romantic piece, and I like the way she brought in the aspects of nature and love as well.
Awesome.
Do you have a piece already? There we go. Is it Splenda?
Yeah, Budos.
All right.
On the chat.
This is a piece here by Budo. It's called Splenda, and it goes like this. So letters of composite origins orbit a central line centrifuge. Baking in the late orange sunshine, chestnut grains of wheat spun. A quaternary of blush seashells relics dot the emerald bucolic countryside, spinning in synchrony of revolutions, quietude great in nature's abode. Billows of lavender and linen cumulus decorate a periwinkle horizon, sinking effortless into salmon rose sunset, awakening eyes, a floral and fauna lull to sleep, another pearl of day full of splendor. End of poem.
Great read, thank you. I like how he starts off with stilettos of composite origins orbit a central line centrifuge. Another one with a sort of a tongue twister going on there. And the imagery towards the bottom, billows of lavender and linen cumulus decorate a periwinkle horizon, sinking effortless into the salmon rose sunset's awakening eyes. Just that stanza is absolutely stunningly beautiful. When you can take a brevity and pack so much imagery inside and paint a picture like this, your talent is showing. And as flora and fauna lull to sleep, another pearl of day full of splendor. It's just an uplifting, beautiful photo, and his words are more beautiful, and I think that there's an enchanting feel. I keep going back to that billows of lavender and linden cumulus. I think that he did a stunning job with this brevity. And you did a great job reading it. Would you comment too, Frank?
Yes, by all means. You know, what I enjoy about Abudo is his poetry is just as rich as his lyrics. You know, he's just as good as a lyricist as he's good as a poet. You know, he comes up with some wonderful imagery. The illustration here of this prompt here is so vivid throughout each and one of these lines here and the metaphors here. I like the whole notion of the countryside being expressed in this poem here. You know, it does remind me there of an image, although it does seem like the background of Holland. It does remind me of certain imagery of Spain as well. They took me down that memory lane there. This is just wonderful, expressive imagery and beautiful lines of reference to nature and really that whole enjoying what he essentially is saying, which is true, the splendor of its beauty. So I really did enjoy this piece here.
Awesome comment. Appreciate it very much. And I know you said you had to go, but don't forget to give us an update when you know what is what. And
yes, by all means, I will. I definitely will. And I hope you know you and Happer are always invited, even if you just send a poem that's gratitude enough for me to express.
Well, we like participating when we can. We just don't really always
know. No, of course,
know.
I understand.
So if you just, yeah, if you just put a, either shoot me a message and I'll let Hatter know, or at least put a quick shout out on the topic board. I mean, I'm sorry, on the chat wall, and then when I log in, I see it, and then I'll know that you are doing
right.
a show. Because
yeah.
quite often,
right,
by the time I see it, you have already finished, so. I'd like to contribute when I can. And I appreciate you.
No, by all means.
I was going to see if Hatter would mind reading for Wolf Spirit.
All right, Tata. Take care, my friends. Take care. It's always a
Thanks,
pleasure.
Frank.
I always enjoy your company, the both of you. Take care.
I guess it's hard for you to read if you're muted, huh, Hatter?
Yeah, what am I reading? I just keep getting kicked off.
I want you to read for Wolf Spirit, and let me let AP in as well. He's right behind you. Hey, AP, glad you made it.
Hey, I got here, Deb. Took a while, but I got here.
Yeah, pretty good timing because we've got Wolf and Iris, Dave Prophet. And then I was thinking possibly two from you, if you have time, because I'm fascinated
sure.
by your 4 a.m. choice of, okay, cool.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Hatter? Yeah, yeah. So, Hatter, do you think
I lost my keyboard. I can't do anything for some reason.
Did you want me to read Wolf?
Yes, please. It's cool,
yeah,
Hatter.
I can do that. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to read this piece by Wolf Spirit that is Forgiveness, and it goes a little bit like this. I forgive you. I did so long ago. For me, no noble causes here, just truth, because, you see, by forgiving you, I have stripped you of any power you may have had over me. I no longer wonder about you, what you think, what you do to others, or say to others about me. Forgiving is for you, but it is more for me. Unforgiven souls create a prison. The one who cannot forgive, it releases you from a debt. While releasing me completely, you still have to live with your actions. While I forgive, I may never forget. But therein lies wisdom for a lesson learned, is a lesson remembered. Forgive, yes. I forgave for me. End poem.
I like the message here. One word title, forgiveness. It's not always an easy thing to give, but you're actually giving yourself something as well when you can, because sometimes holding on to stuff can eat you alive from the inside. So, you know, unforgiven souls create a prison for the one who cannot forgive. That's an excellent way of saying that it, you know, sometimes if you can't let go, sometimes it's your own prison. It's your own self-torture. And even step further on that, sometimes the hardest person to forgive for something is yourself. So, yes, forgiving is good for other people, but it's even better for you when you're able to do it. Though, like I said, I recognize that you always can't, but I think that he did a great job with this poem. And I'm sorry he did tell me which quote he wrote to, but I forgot already, and I didn't mark it down, but it doesn't matter. The poem came out excellent. Thank you so much, Wolf Spirit. And AP, you read for him. Will you comment as well?
Yes, I will, yes. I mean, I think there's a real sense of letting go in this piece, and letting go not because, you know, you're doing something righteous, it's because you're actually doing something to move on. And I like the idea of forgiveness through moving on. And you really can see some people who can't bring themselves to forgive, and they get stuck. And they get stuck in a very dark and lonely place. And so Tom recognises as both of those things and does it quite elegantly.
Awesome comment. Thank you. And okay. Looks like we are going to do this with great timing. So I am going to read for Iris 3. As soon as I find, here it is. Okay. And then, AP, unless you have an issue with it, it looks like it's going to be all you for the rest, because I'll have you read for Dave and then do your two as we leave. So I will read for...
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm going to read this one then. Okay, this is called A Lakeside Trek by Iris 3. Here we go. The peacock waters still as glass catch a sky's gleam, a soft sapphire tint flecked with cream cloud wisps. Peaks stand in a tall ring, their tips bathed in caramel and almond hues of dawn's first rays. Emerald evergreen conifers line the trek, where we scramble across the rocks and soil, changing hues from gunmetal to cocoa. The lower lake reflects the mountain's granite faces, streaked in turquoise glaciers. But we must reach the upper lake. The path is not marked, and an unsteady footstep can be fatal. Yet we walk ahead, traversing green canopies and hiking on the tanned road, reaching our goal after hours. A fresh breeze scented in lilacs and lemongrass caresses us. The cobalt crystal fluids of the lake bring the coffee-hued clouds, the glacier snow all within an arm's reach. As we conquer not only the hills, but also the fear of precarious paths, a buttery apricot sun glows on our faces, and we all smile. End poem. This is absolutely gorgeous, off the hook imagery. She pulled every single nuance from this photo, every color, every shadow, every shade, and took us on a picturesque journey through the water, through the sky, through the mountains. She didn't leave anything out. Reaching our goals after hours of fresh breeze, scented in lilacs and coconut lemongrass is one of my favorite scents. So I could, like, smell it. I could, if it wasn't for the fact that I was the one reading, I could have just closed my eyes and pictured everything that she has written here. An absolutely beautiful share. I loved it. Heather, what do you think? Did you get to hear me at all, Heather?
No, I only got the end of it.
That's okay. I just realized that it got dropped. You got dropped again. It dropped sweet a couple times tonight, so no worries. AP, will you comment for Iris while I grab Dave's poem,
yes,
please?
And I should say too that Iris is a I got caught on this too. He's a teenage boy from India, not a girl. He's just didn't realise that Iris was a female name in outside India, and he just loved the flower. So it's a guy, a young guy, poet from India, and he's got a beautiful lexicon, a very very interesting way of putting colours together. He sort of reminds me a little bit of your style of this, I have to say, the way he grabs words and puts them together in different ways with colours is quite distinctive. And I've read a couple of his pieces, and they do this. He does this consistently, using colours to actually go and define images in a way that's quite distinctive to his writing. So I've been really impressed by what he's done in a very short period of time, and more power to him.
Thank you very much. And I did put Dave Profits on the board, if you don't mind.
Okie doke. Yes, indeed, I can see it. So this is The Dark Mother's Vanity by Dave Profits. And it goes a little bit like this, to the quote, "Everything has beauty, but not everyone can see," by Confucius. My Dark Queen's home, interstellar light year address. I am there when she needs me. Her crimson eyes burning 700 nanometer hydrogen alpha veined in uranium oranges, seething with the fury of Sirius. When she's hot, she wants me. Sublime sapphires tinted indigos. When she's satiated, I love her. I am the only man she'll have. Alone in her bedroom, she's an attending an anomaly V838 in Monoceros, one of her problem children. Its superluminal motion fibbing in its true location to all those who look. The Dark Queen detests lying. Her vanity glowing in flamingos, the background radiation in uranium. Oranges splattered indigos faded to stunted sapphires. A strange looking glass home atop Pandora's box of questions in oranges and indigos. Celestial scissors engraved in bas relief, its ideograms and mathematics of cobalt bluing. Tattletales of her sexuality, broadhead diagonal cutters, trims the ends off black hole space time. An old pocket watch stops near the BlackBerry event horizon, shows her its intent and it intensifies. I can smell her scent upon these tools she's handled since time immemorial, its gunpowder, cotton candy. Its sucks me at base level, swirling in whiskey-bitten undertows, makes me want her even now. David, do you like my beauty aids? She's back breathing in my ear, her long wave RF whisperings in sexuality floating on a sea dyed in purple in quartz undertows. She holds my face in her long translucent onyx fingers of twisted space-time blended with dark matter. Dark energy nails glisten in the frequency of the universe. She puts her index finger in my mouth, her long savage nail gently fencing with my astonished tongue. Amethyst laughter from such brutal beauty witnessed the raw power of the universe without a mask. Frightening in its intensity, driving in its scarlet sexuality, Dave, such a heart thou hast. There is only room for one woman and I am there. O my man, thy queen asks thee for your love tonight. I always go under her spell. In poem.
Great read, thank you. You know, Dave is and has been involving this character in his poetry for years now, and he has so many different adventures with her, but there's always a consistency, such as her scent, that the gunpowder and cotton candy, and the conversations where he writes her adoration for him to rival his adoration for her. I hope I said that right. And it shows his absolute fascination with this character shows. I no longer wonder or just think that he probably dreams about her. There's no doubt that this character influences his dreams. It shows in his poems as he writes them. And then he pulls in little things like nanometers, hydrogen, alpha, to just to show his scientific brain so we don't forget that, you know, he's got that in there. Super luminal motion, fibbing in its true location to all those who look flying. I kind of like that aspect of her. I kind of detest lying myself. An old pocket watch stopped near the BlackBerry event horizon shows her its intent and its intensities. His details are always on. They bring you in and they paint the picture and they keep you interested. And I always tell him that, you know, he's definitely one of our male storyteller poets. And, you know, I can remember when he first started sharing poems, he had such a hard time cutting them down. Like, he would come with a thesis, and I'd be like, Dave, I can't do something that long. And, you know, I'd have to turn people away. Now he can turn around, and he can give us the same in-depth story, but he does it much more trimmed. And I can appreciate the fact that he was willing to cut down his wording and still come up with great stories like this. Hatter, can you comment on Dave's, or are you still having a problem with the computer?
No, I was able to follow this one. I love the line, such brutal beauty witnessed the raw power of the universe without a mask. Dave's interpretation and the way he writes of the deep space and the solar, the universe is unique, and I get something out of it every time he writes about it. I really like it. Good job, Dave.
Awesome. And then, AP, if you would just comment for Dave, and
yes.
then you can direct us through your two, and we will close out.
Okay. Well, look, I've read a number of poems by Dave that actually involve this sort of character, and he does bring you along for the journey because he does it in a very detailed, personal, and descriptive way, and it's quite a fascinating series of poems, really, in terms of what the subject is and how he's doing it and what he's doing, and I find them really interesting to read because you're never quite sure where it's heading. So I really enjoyed the poem. I thought it was very, very well written.
Thank you so much.
The next one I'll do is the one that I wrote at 4:30 in the morning that I'm a big one on everything being fair and reasonable and everybody listening to everybody else. And, of course, my way of doing that was to write about wombats. And so this is about wombats from 4:30 this morning. It goes a little bit like this. A wombat is an unusual creature, and it has been studied rigorously by scientists for hundreds of years. What is maybe most unusual is that its excrement is shaped as cubes. We know that the combination of muscles in the bowel and the specific time taken from the wombat to digest form this shape. Its practical use is that it assists in marking up a territory. Cubic-shaped poo does not roll, unlike most other, and the meaning from this is clear. Knowing about the shape of shit has absolutely nothing to do with belief. Belief can be square, runny, or flat, each of which is as useful as the next. It's far more important that they can all coexist. And that only happens with sharing, acceptance, and inquiry. The rest is just steaming and smelly words on a page. End poem.
Heather, can you believe that he was writing at 4:30 in the morning about poop?
I did not know that. Did not
either.
Know that. Wow. Because it doesn't roll.
Right. It, well, I mean, look at it. It really is little cubes. It freaks me out. But imagine my surprise when my phone rang and AP had to call and ask me a question. And then after I answered the question, he told me about the poop home. I was like, only you, AP.
It's one hell of a sphincter.
Right. And I mean, I was saying, look at that cute little face. And then, it's freaky. I just can't conceive him squeezing out little cubes. It's just crazy. And I even more have a hard time not giggling when I conceive you sitting there at 4:30 in the morning writing a masterpiece about square poo. Only him, right, Hatter?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. It's different, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, so it's different. Nobody else writes like that, Hatter.
Is that? So that's got to be the only creature. That's got to be the only creature that does that, right?
It is. It's the only creature in the world that poops squares, cubes.
Wow.
Yep.
And it's not as. And it's all because it doesn't roll down.
Well, no, it basically puts the cube up on a rock or somewhere in its territory so that everybody can see it's his territory, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes sense that, you know, it doesn't roll away, but it's just so strange.
No.
I had never, ever heard of it. And when you first said it, I thought you were kidding. But
no, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You just never know. And Heather, I like your comment. You're both sick. Oh, boy.
It's a driving crazy, man. Crazy.
Sphincter this. You're nuts. So, yeah. Totally
hard
crazy.
Hard to say, really, isn't it? But it's true. Completely crazy, Tom. But
yeah.
it is. Okie doke. So do you want me to
It's
my
true, and it's quirky out? Like you. So let me just tell everyone that on Wednesday night at 9 Eastern, we're doing open poetry with Wolf Spirit. You can add a poem or a recording or call and read, and we'll see you there. We are off tomorrow night. And on that note, I thought there might be a slim chance we could get AP to sing us out of here. What do you think?
Well, that was my thinking, although Hatter, I think, has got a brevity as well, so he might have to finish. But this is Handel's turn. I thought of Handel's picture, and I had to go with the birds, Deb. So let's see how I go. You ready?
We're ready.
Okay, here we go. Match blueberry crown, turn, turn, turn. Latched onto brown, turn, turn, turn. Red the color of your entrance, number 7. A door of white, a handle display. A door of cream, grip turning it white. Your door right past, moves inward nigh. A door to friends, hands as granite connect, both inside. Latch act maroon, turn, turn, turn. Match to ice cream, turn, turn, turn. Red the color of your entrance, number 7. A door we trust, as handles we cast, doors don't bend, don't wave as grass. Our door forgives, the handles left past. Our door to friends, hands as granite connects, both inside. End poem.
Awesome, and you definitely, definitely kept the tune for the song.
Yeah.
I did.
In the
choruses. So the rhythm was good.
No, it was all good. And a door is white. A door of white, a handle does ply. A door of cream, grip turning it wide. Your door I pass, moves inward nigh. A door to friends, hands of granite, connect both inside. I liked your wording for this. But I always love when you show up and sing your poetry because your joy shows, your joy for the poetry shows. And I can't help but wonder if you decided to do the doorknobs and sing this song because I had just asked you if there were a lot of doors without knobs in Australia.
I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right. You're right, Deb. You're absolutely right. I hadn't thought about that, but We seem to have got lost a lot of doorknobs and they've just got keys with keys in them. But it's not an Australian song at all. I just saw the doorknobs. I thought it was a really, really cute picture. And then the first thing I thought of was the bird song of Turn, Turn, Turn. I thought, well, that's kind of funky. Let's try that. And that was just sort of where it sort of started, really. So there you go.
Yeah, no, I think it came out fantastic. And I loved where you used the colors to pull them from the doors. And like I said, the rhythm and tone was spot on with the song. I could literally sing the song in my mind while you were reading your lyrics and while you were singing. So
yeah.
I think it came out really great. Really, really great.
Jeez.
Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, he definitely carried the tune throughout. Sorry, I dropped my phone.
Oh.
Dropped my phone.
I
dropped it.
Okay, because he won't let you back in. There's only 20 seconds left, so he wouldn't let you dial back.
No, I physically dropped my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been dropped,
yeah.
And now you're dropping the phone.
Yeah,
is that payback, Satter?
Yep.
Cool.
So that was fantastic. And how about if you do yours, however, before the studio shuts down?
Good thinking.
Okay, let me go get it. I thought I had it queued. Apparently I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Get it. It's a nonsensical piece. That's not it.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, I've covered the wombat poo angle. It's got to be more sensical than that.
There it is. Running back down the hallway as we speak.
Excellent.
I didn't lose the group. There it is. Put it here, Hatter. Okay. I got the colors in, Deb. Anyway, color close.
Whoa. Look at you.
Really no title. So I'll just read it. Atop caramel camels shooting virgin beavers, riding mountain cucumbers sliced with waxen cleavers. Coconut trees and clover fields, coral reefs and copper shields. Burning iceberg wishing wells, watching flaming eggshells. Gunmetal jackets and popsicle guns, pumpkinhead trophies wishing they were young. Rusted tumbleweeds across strawberry flats, whiskey-filled watermelons that wore as hats. Honeydew novels with dandelion covers, champagne-tainted lobsters for goldenrod lovers. Silly as silly does, bees are better with a buzz. I don't have an ending right now, so I'll just ride away on my purple cow. Yeah.
Well, I have to love that the cow's purple.
That is. Little frustration.
I like how you took all the colors but still put them in with your Hatter flair and rhyme and flow there. I mean, I'm getting impressed now. This is, what, the third or fourth time that you used to remember to use the word bank? That's pretty good.
Yeah, you did it better.
But my
great
favorite
show,
part
Deb.
Is the purple cow. And the top caramel. Now I want a sundae. But anyway, it did great, and I can't believe we fit them all in. How about that?
Yeah,
even an extra one, because I didn't know you had one, Hatter.
I wasn't going to put one because I thought I didn't know there was going to be time. So I didn't worry about it.
Well, of course we would have made time, but I can't believe it. Well, I told you, what happens is because I had to miss the show because of the storm, anybody who wasn't able to write for last week turned around and wrote for this week, and they all hit the page. So I guess I should do my thank you, Hatter, for co-hosting with me all the time. And thank you to Sweet and Steven and Kay, one last congratulations for the MVP award. I can't even talk. Okay. And thank you to Wayne and Sky and little Gary. And Frank and AP, appreciate you reading those extra poems for me at the end. And Bella,
not at all.
It was so nice to hear from you. I'm thrilled that you called. And thank you for the poems to Bud and Dave and Angel and Iris and Crystal and Wolf Spirit. And thank you for the recordings from Phil and Gerald and Frank. Appreciate you all very much. And AP, if you get a chance, you need to check out Gerald's poem for tonight. It was about peanut M&Ms. And he really blew us away with that one. He always blows us away,
okay.
But I think you'll get a kick out of that one.
But on that note, I
very much appreciate you all. And great poetry, great people. Love and respect to you all. And I will see you Wednesday at 9 for open poetry. And then we'll get this schedule straightened out and let everyone know what's coming up soon.
On that note,
I think we will exit. What's the exit? Stage left.
Enjoy the rest
of your day, AP and Hatter. I'll talk
Thank
to you.
You
soon. Love and respect to you both. Night.
Thanks
a lot. Have fun. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. And instead of playing a song, Hatter, I'm just going to do Underdog real quick, and then we'll leave.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here. When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for Underdog.
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 Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. Underdog. This world the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, to rob and steal from those who need, to right this wrong with blinding feet. Goes Underdog.
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 Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. Underdog.
Sending you off with a smile. Thanks, Hatter.
Yeah.
Love and respect.
Thank you, Deborah.
Good night, everyone.